Right before Christmas, the fourth Sunday of Advent, many people came to me and said, "Well, Father, I won't see you. I'll be with my family." Or some said, "My kids will be with us because they've gone off to college," and so on. That's really very beautiful, to be with your family. The verb to be is an interesting one because it captures a present, a life, that really timeless kind of verb. God, of course, is timeless. God is present. God is life. Even when Moses asked God, "What is your name?" God mysteriously said, "I am." That verb to be. So we have to think then that our being with each other as a family is so important. For good reason then, the Sunday after Christmas, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. They are the model for us, just as we prayed in our opening prayer. So looking to them, the first challenge is to be present always to God. Mary was full of grace. Even the Archangel Gabriel said, "The Lord is with you." Saint Joseph, a righteous man, he lived his life according to the Father's will. Of course, we have Jesus, true God, who became true man, to dwell among us, to make present fully God, to live in the context of a marriage and a family. And so they were holy people. We have to have that same presence of God in our lives. Here's a real challenge, especially for you fathers. Saint Joseph, being the good Jewish father, is the one who led his family in prayer in the morning, in the evening, grace before meals. He's the one who made sure they went to the synagogue on the Sabbath or to Jerusalem for the special feast days. He's the one who taught Jesus how to read the Torah. And so, for all of you parents, but I think especially for fathers, be that spiritual head. Live in that presence of Almighty God and make that presence known in your family. This then has to be put into action. So St. Paul so beautifully reminds us to put on virtues. Virtues, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. Think how better our families would be if each of us strove to live those virtues. A good exercise would be then, between now and the new year, go back to this letter to the Colossians, look at those virtues, and ask yourself, what better virtue could I live in my own life? And with that, we think of what St. Paul then says as far as the peace reigning in our hearts and in our homes. Also, he goes on and he talks about relations between husband and wife and so on. Sometimes we don't understand that or appreciate it because of the historical context. But St. Paul was writing to not only a Jewish culture, but also the Roman pagan culture. So in Jewish society, a husband could divorce his wife, but not vice versa. Marriage was considered almost a contract. Jesus raised marriage to a sacrament. And then, too, in Roman society, the father, the husband, really had control. The wife was considered almost like property at times. They could divorce each other, though, in Roman law. The husband could beat his wife if he was disagreeing with her about something. Children were considered like property. If they were disagreeable, they could be sold into slavery by the father. When a child was born, the father decided whether that child would live or die. And so St. Paul is counteracting that and saying, live as Christ wants you to live. And then, husband and wives, children will have peace. They'll live in union with Christ. So be present to God in your life, and let that overflow then to your family, loved ones. So be present to each other in your family. This is so important that families need to spend time with each other. Consider again the Holy Family. Probably they had a home that was one or two rooms at best. Joseph had a little workshop, his carpentry workshop. So what did they do? You could say for entertainment. Well, they must have sang songs, told stories, played games. They also did work together as a family. We can imagine little Jesus working in the carpentry shop, learning from his father, or helping Mary, his mother, doing various chores. But they were present to each other. Ask yourself this then, that we need as family members to be present. More and more, journals of education, psychology, are saying how important it is for families to eat meals together, play board games together, card games, do various activities, because families are becoming fragmented. They're becoming isolated. A family can live in many rooms these days in a home, but never really live as a family. They can become isolated because of the technology. So we really need to think about how to make ourselves present to each other. This too then has to overflow and be present to the community around us. So Mary and Joseph, little Jesus, lived in the town of Nazareth, not a big town. Those neighbors helped each other. When a mom had a baby, the other mothers would help. Or we think of taking care of elderly relatives. So we can imagine how the Holy Family did such activities. This is important, too, for all of you, that when you think of your neighborhood, is there a way to help? I remember growing up, and my parents sometimes would say, go down and help this elderly neighbor or someone in need, or bring this food to someone who just had a baby, for instance. Or I remember later on, across the street, the Adams family lived, but old Captain Adams and his wife, they were retired military, they lived there. And of course, being elderly, they couldn't shovel snow and so on. So I would just go over, shovel the snow, and I didn't expect payment or anything like that. And then after Captain Adams died, my mom brought food over to Mrs. Adams and so on. But that was good. Always seeing the needs beyond our own limitations. Same is true for our grandparents. Grandparents are so important. We hear of how in the book of Sirach that those who take care of their elderly parents will be blessed by the Lord. Sometimes we forget them. I've been a priest almost 36 years. I've visited many different kinds of nursing homes or elderly homes. I'll ask sometimes the residents, well, are your kids nearby and so on? Do they visit you? And the answer is, yes, they live locally, but they're too busy. That's a sad statement. Too busy to care for those that we love. Grandparents are so important because they add that extra generation of wisdom. I only had one grandparent, my grandma, my mom's mom, and I learned so much from her, including how to bake the apple pie or the bread that I talk about. Sometimes she could understand me better than my parents understood me. So make the grandparents especially an important part of your home. The key here is to be present to God, to each other in the family, and then also to those in our community, including our little parish community. Be on guard. In our gospel passage today, we hear of King Herod, who seeks to destroy Jesus. There are the modern-day Herods of our world that seek to destroy Jesus, to divide and to conquer the family. And we see that in our lives. We live in a pagan culture that has forgotten the values that we've just heard in Scripture. Think how better our country would be if we practiced the virtues St. Paul spoke of, instead of the pagan culture in which we live. An interesting article appeared where a sociologist said that the rise of nastiness, as he said, hatred in our country, is correlated to the decline in church attendance. Think of that. Because people aren't listening at least once a week anymore to the Word of God. Herod, too, is the one who will seek to isolate us by absorbing us in technology. We live in a technology kind of age. So be it. But how oftentimes it can fragment it, fragment the family, fragment our lives. Rather than talking to each other, we're on technology. Rather than hearing the human voice, we're texting. Rather than playing the games together, we're isolating ourselves. Be on guard against the Herod who exalts the ego. It's all about me. It's all about my desires. Be on guard against the Herod, too, who tries to impose busyness on our lives. Instead of Sunday being God's day, it becomes a day controlled by sports, a day controlled by doing work, whatever it may be. But it's no longer God's day, family day. We're allowing busyness in our lives. Even when we think about society again, I heard on the news recently, the day after Christmas, a story about how do you dispose of your Christmas tree? And I'm like, please, we just celebrated Christmas, but there's the 12 days of Christmas. Who would think about getting rid of the Christmas tree the day after Christmas? We should be enjoying Christmas. And then going to the giant store, already the Valentine's Day things are out. It's like we're on this treadmill of busyness. Don't let Herod take control and fragment the family. So parents, here you have to be like the Saint Joseph to guard the family against the Herod. So my brothers and sisters, let's pause between now and January 1st. Take to heart the scripture. Look to the example of the Holy Family and think, how can I be better present to God, my loved ones in the family, my community, especially my extended family who may not live with me. But always remember what Pope St. John Paul II said. Families that pray together stay together because they're present to God, to each other, and even others. May God bless you.